It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. South Africa's Kumba Iron Ore is showing South Africans how to beat the global recession and create jobs in a downturn, Martin Housel.
Kumba Iron Ore mines iron ore in the Northern Cape, is listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, and it's become an example of how to fight the global recession. In producing iron ore into a global market in the half year, it's increased its exports by 30%. Its exports to China were 50% of its total, now 80%. And while we were sort of enjoying our Christmas December break and probably reclining on the beach, their marketers were working it out with the Chinese, and this has paid off handsomely. And you can see, even in going into the second half, they've got to avoid getting into an oversold position. This is how the company is really pumping cash, and it's had tremendous cooperation from Transnet. Transnet has seen that the iron ore has got down to the Cape, and they've given them additional stockpiling facilities, tremendous cooperation with even the Chinese port authorities to get additional stockpiles going. And while other companies in the world, their competitors, were cutting back, the Brazilians were cutting back, the Australians were cutting back, the South Africans refused to cut back, and it's paid handsome dividends.
And the mining company Anglo Platinum plowing 100 million rands into local job creating platinum beneficiation.
You know, beneficiation is the magic word. We have 2/3 of the world's platinum resources, but we do not do much with that platinum within the country. And now the government and big business want to change that. Anglo Platinum plowing 100 million into a fund to assist with beneficiation. And when we say a value addition like that, we say jobs, because that's what it creates when you go downstream. And the idea is to exploit this platinum, which is, we must remember, is a green metal at a time when green is being demanded in the world and there's climate change. And they want some sort of downstream activity and innovation now, both the government and Anglo Platinum, into very important items like fuel cells. Fuel cells are going to be the engines of the future. They have the potential to drive our cars, and they do not produce any of the pollution that we associate with car driving at the moment. I mean, the big byproduct is water. They produce the electricity to drive the car. And then also they want to see some sort of beneficiation with platinum jewelry, because when the price is down, when the platinum price is down, that's when jewelry sales go through platinum. So you can have that mix. And this is what is being worked out now by Anglo Platinum and the government in the form of the Department of Mineral Resources and also the Department of Science and Technology.
And another step being taken in the building of South Africa's large new radio telescope in the North Cape.
Yeah, we've been watching that radio telescope quite closely, but we've been hoping for some sort of action on the ground, and now the action has come. The first of the Cat 7 dishes, the radio telescope Cat 7, that is the starting point of this big radio telescope hub in the Northern Cape. The first dish is now up, and then tests will begin on that first dish, and they'll start with what they call Cat 7. That means that there will be the Karoo Array Telescope, 7 of the dishes, and each dish that they put up, they'll do tests, so that's a precursor for the Meerkat, which will be 80 dishes. So it'll move from 7 dishes to 80 dishes, and of course Meerkat, the play on the Afrikaans word meer, meaning more, and cat, in this case the Karoo Array telescopes. But of course that meerkat is that famous mammal that we have in South Africa that's got tremendous eyesight and very good hearing, and that is what will typify this radio telescope hub in the Northern Cape as it probes the mysteries of the universe. But the big prize is the SKA project, that's the Square Kilometer Array project. So they want to move from the Cat 7 to the Meerkat and then to the SKA project, 3,000 dishes. This will be the biggest world radio telescope and the most sensitive radio telescope hub in the world. And also it'll mean a lot of investment coming into this area, a lot of investment in terms of billions of rands coming into the country, but also in people terms, we'll have the best scientists and the best engineers, you know, focusing on this area. But we first got to beat the Australians, because we will build the Cat 7, we will build the Meerkat, which is up to 80 dishes, but this 3,000 dish big project, we've got to beat off the Australians first. And half of it, by 2012, that decision will be taken. Half of these 3,000 will be, from our point of view, in the Northern Cape, and then South Africa generously will be dishing out the radio telescope stations to surrounding countries, Namibia getting some, Botswana, Mozambique, Mauritius, Madagascar, Kenya and Zambia, also being part of this massive big world project for radio telescopes to probe the mysteries of the universe.
Thanks very much. That's Martin Creamer, the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.